Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of medication review for Comprehensive Counseling Center. Date of evaluation is February 28, 2022. There should be 8 patients, and maybe I will, some of them I will do today and some of the later on. Yes. Right now, the first patient is Maria Gigg, M-A-R-I-G-I-G-G. Her date of birth is 9/14/1960. Date of evaluation is February 28, 2022. Please record everyone that patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective data. Maria described that she has been doing very good since she started working. Her anxiety has calmed down. She is very busy, working 30 hours in a Dollar Tree store. She has been taking care of her household activities and does not get any time to think about anything. She denies any depression, sadness, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She is compliant with the medication and wanted that her medication should be available, and she wants to talk every month so that she can remain stable. I further discussed that she is doing fairly well, but again, she has to get a complete physical and blood workup, especially Depakote level, which has not been done for a long time. To which she agreed. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was recognized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Patient was counseled and appreciate about her motivations and improvement and compliance with the medication. No suicidal thoughts. She is not drinking alcohol or use any other drugs. No side effect of the medication was reported. As a bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Continue on Depakote 1000 mg in the morning, 500 mg at bedtime, Paxil 40 mg daily, Buspar 10 mg 3 times a day. A 30 days medication was ordered. A recommendation was for the maid to get a physical and blood workup. Next solution is on Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N, Carlesimo, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Subjective and objective data. Kathy described that she has been doing very good. She is taking her regular medications and she is performing very well. Her attention span has improved. She is not get distracted. She not get anxious. And she is more organized in her day-to-day activities. She was going to drop her son to the school. And while returning, she has contacted me on video. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. No suicidal thoughts. No symptoms of depression and anxiety. PN assessment. Attention deficit disorder. Symptomatically stable. Improved functioning. Plan continued withdrawal. 10 mg in the morning and noon. 60 tablet was ordered. Patient follow appointment was given in 30 days. This patient was also seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Next solution is on Sherry Rose Jackson, S-H-E-R-I-R-O-S-E-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Her date of birth is 1/5/1988. Date of evaluation is 2/28/2022. Patient was seen for telehealth appointment. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Say subjective and objective. Sherry described that she has been doing much better. She is not even thinking about depression or anxiety. She is sleeping good, eating good. She stopped going to the social media and have connection with the family and the friends. Her mother was also on the back side, and she also admitted that she is doing better. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process was organized. No suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination, perceptive feeling, judgment side has been improving. Yet there was no involuntary movement, risk benefit, side effect was explained, AMC score was zero. She was So I appreciate and counsel about her improvement and motivations and compliance with the medications, to which she agreed. Assessment schizoaffective disorder. Rule out bipolar mood disorder mix. Currently stable. Plan continue on gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, Haldol 10 mg BID, benzotropine 0.5 mg BID, Zoloft 50 mg morning, Seroquel 50 mg at bedtime. Depakote ER 500 mg at bedtime and lorazepam 0.5 mg BID PRN was given. She can use at the time of anxiety, although she claimed that she is not using anymore. 30 days medication was ordered. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Prognosis guided. Next solution, Angela Jones, ANGELAJONES. Her date of birth is 11-29-1954. Date of service is 2-28-2022. Subjective Agita. Angela was recently seen for her depression, anxiety, and bipolarity. Today she was somewhat anxious and claimed that her mother, who is 89 year old and having dementia, died. And it happened last week, and it is bothering her. She is the only support for her. She describes she does not have any other family member. One brother is there, but he has an accident about a week ago at 696, and he got broken bone, and he was also diagnosed having lymphoma in his back and the stomach. Patient was counseled and encouraged to work on her difficulties. She claimed that one of the friends was there, but she's not as much effective. PHC describes she has not prepared for it, but she is going to work on it. Patient was counseled and appreciate her care and also her strength to deal with the such losses. She described that her father died with Alzheimer's, and her aunt is also having Alzheimer's. I further discussed that since it is coming in the family and running in the family, I'd like she should be completely worked up. That was the reason I referred to the neurologist, Dr. Belkin. She is going to contact them to make an appointment. She claimed that she is taking melatonin, and with that, she is sleeping all right. Patient was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was recognized. No suicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucinogenic delusion. Bipolar mood disorder. Symptomatically stable. Mild disturbance in her recall. Continue with the supportive plan. She does not want any prescription at this point. Prognosis guarded. She will make another appointment for follow-up and adaptation.